Menendez, ko ia te mema parimata mō te pāti kā kāriki, ko te kaupapa o tōna kōrero visas. It is the visa waiver, and we've talked about this kaupapa last night with our whanaunga mai tonga, Malino Maka, visa waivers for Pasifika, not 60 countries have had visa waivers for those who are visiting up to 3 months, but kore kau ngā whānau mai te moana nui ākiwa, kore kau tērā kaupapa, they don't get visa waiver. Now, hea hai, you know, hea ha tērā kaupapa, what is that about? So, we'll be talking about Ricardo Menendez, who's pushing for this issue on behalf of Pāti Kākāriki and the whānau of Moana Nui Ākiwa. So that's what we've got coming up for you this evening here on Te Reo Irirangi o Wātea. It's coming up to 13 minutes past 8 this evening. Again, if you want to talk to me, Claudette Hawati, 0800 4603 603 0800 4603 603, hopefully coming up after the break, Ricardo Menendez. He'll be coming up in just a moment. Oh, actually, I think he might be already on the line. Aroha mai, mōtaku here. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Ricardo. Mōtaku here. Thanks very much for joining us this evening, Ricardo. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora, Claudette. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I was busy talking away to, for talking away there, and I didn't realise that. Yeah, it's 8:15. There we go. Listen, Ricardo, it is a big issue, considering everything that this country has put our Pasifika whānau through, going back dawn raids, but even before dawn raids, we have had our New Zealand troops raid Samoa, and we have had appalling treatment of the whānau when they came to work here in Aotearoa, going back to just post-World War II, then the dawn raids, and then the visa withdrawal of visas to whānau. Nothing seems to have changed for our Pacific whānau since then. Why is it, do you think, on behalf of, you know, from your perspective from the Green Party, why is it that this government, as well as the previous government, have withheld visa waiver?
Yeah, I mean, it's an issue Tiana Tuliono and I have been pushing in Parliament. And I think when we talk immigration, obviously we can't distance the history of colonisation and the reality that it wasn't that long ago that New Zealand and Australia had very much a white immigration policy, right? And what this looked like was basically offering visas or having pathways to visas that were far more generous to people from, say, the UK or the US, Canada, than people from the Pacific or Asia, for example. And right now we've got a situation where if you're from the US, the UK, Canada, for example, you can visit your family in Aotearoa and you don't really need to get a visitor visa even. But for our people in the Pacific, they need to apply for a visa, and that sometimes can take a while to get processed. And there is a bit of a disparity. And we know that the reason why most Pacific countries were put as non-visa waiver countries was to prevent overstayers from coming here in the first place. But historically, actually, the reason why Pacific people ended up as overstayers is not because of those arrangements, it's because of lack of access to pathways to residency, because of the economic conditions back in their home countries. And when Tonga, for example, went through a natural disaster, it was awful to know that so many family members of people who had family here in Aotearoa had to wait ages to even be able to visit their loved ones and to be safe from the natural disaster. And so we don't think our immigration policy reflects all the talk about our relationship to our Pacific communities. And we do think that does need changing. I think it is time to not just apologize for the past, but look forward to the future when we talk about how we treat our Pacific brothers and sisters.
So the Minister of Immigration says that there are channels for our Pacifica whānau to gain entry into NZ and residency and work permits. There is a quota system. However, for the reasons that you have highlighted, that they are, for some, extremely difficult to process, but also to a quota system. You know, why would our Pacifica whānau have a quota system when there are no quota systems for others, as an example? So if we are going to, you know, why is there not consistency across the board for all countries? Why is there some for some countries, some rules for others?
I mean, we do have to acknowledge that we do have a special relationship with Pacific Island nations. And you know, Tiano and I were challenging the immigration minister today in Parliament. And I have to say that, you know, he did name those specific visas that exist for Pacific people. But, you know, he even mentioned the RSC visa. And I actually found it quite appalling that when we were talking about the challenges that people even face to visit their families here in Aotearoa, but he talks about a visa that actually is known for creating horrible exploitative conditions. I mean, we've seen in the news the horrible stories about how Pacific workers on those visas are facing exploitation and conditions of modern-day slavery. So I do think the whole conversation we need to be having is how do we treat Pacific migrants with the respect and dignity that they deserve, and why is it that we make it easier for, say, people from the U.S. to visit their families compared to people in the Pacific when Tamaki Makaurau, for example, is often talked about as a city with the highest Pacific population in the world, and how is it that we're not reflecting our immigration policy in those relationships that we have?
You see, so there are... You've raised quite a few issues around our whānau. One is the RSEs and the conditions that they work in. One is separation from whānau. Another issue is just the process, the difficulty going through it. The other one is the inability in a timely fashion to renew different types of, you know, paperwork to reach those. There doesn't seem to be a very clear pathway for our Pacifica whānau. There seems to be a lot of hurdles for them to jump. What are those? What are they in comparison to, say, those from the UK or those from South Africa, as an example? And no, we're not being xenophobic, just trying to compare country with country. What are the hurdles or what are the barriers for some countries in relation to those experienced by our Pacifica whānau?
Yeah, and I think, look, it's not xenophobic to compare countries, particularly when we know our government. It wasn't that long ago our immigration policy still was very much, you know, with the goal of creating a white society. So I think... we do have to look at the history, right, of why this has happened to understand why suddenly, say, Pacific Island countries get treated so differently. I mean, like I said, so if you're from the UK and you want to visit whānau in Aotearoa, you don't really need a visa. It's pretty straightforward. You can pretty much just book a ticket and come. If you're from, say, Tonga or Samoa, you basically have to go through the process of applying for a visitor visa. There's a fee. It could take weeks, sometimes months at the moment to get that visa. And then the other thing is that we have to also be real about the fact that countries in the Pacific may not, or people coming from those countries may not be coming with jobs that pay six-figure salaries. And when so many of our immigration rules benefit those that come with money, it is no surprise that then people from the Pacific don't necessarily have avenues to stay with their families here. And so the experiences of migrants from, say, the UK versus the Pacific is just so different. And the solution, I think, is to bring our Pacific communities at least in line with the experiences that people from, say, the UK or the US have, which is putting them as visa waiver countries And I heard the interview that, you know, you had with the Minister for Pacific Peoples, and even he acknowledged about the need to have immigration policy that reflected those relationships, and that he was going to be talking with his officials. And I think, you know, I commend you for putting those questions to him, because at least he's admitting that there does need to be some work in that area. And I think the immigration minister, Michael Wood, needs to come on board. And I think the Greens will be making sure that it's not just Opito who's doing the mahi, but that Michael Wood actually also pulls through and realizes that things need to change for Pacific communities.
Well, actually, Ricardo, I do have a grab from Minister Wood, and I'm hoping that we can play it for you now. If we've got that clip, I had stored it away, and I do address the issues with him directly, so I'm hoping that we can play that now. Can we, Huck?
Visa waiver for our Pacifica whānau. Why no waiver for them?
Oh, because we operate an immigration system where we do, for every country, have a system whereby we assess people before they come into New Zealand. I think that's a reasonable system for us to have in place.
But this is the Pacific Islands. We have a very close relationship with them. We even have a whakapapatai with them. But you've opened up visa waiver for European countries. Why not Pacific Islands?
Well, it's a mischaracterisation to say that we've just opened up visa waiver to European countries only. That's not accurate. And in fact, our very special relationship with our Pacific Island partners means that, for example, we have things like the Samoan and Pacific quota, where we do have special, unique pathways for people from the Pacific to be able to settle into New Zealand.
So dawn raids then, dawn raids. Nothing has changed for the Pacific Island nation following dawn raids. They still aren't able to be in this country as of right, like any other country.
Well, no, that's quite wrong. I've just described that we have a very particular residency pathway for people from Samoa and the Pacific, which is partly in recognition of the relationship we have, and that's a pathway that we don't actually have for anyone else around the world.
Oh,
so
geez.
They don't they don't have a special relationship, and they don't have a quota. Yeah, that's how special the Pacific Islanders are. They're so special that they've got quota.
I mean, look, I have to say that I'm pretty disappointed hearing the minister, by the way, what I thought was a legitimate question about the different treatment that, say, people from Europe face compared to Pacific communities. The minister needs to face up to the facts that people from the Pacific, if they want to visit their family in Aotearoa, face more barriers than someone from Europe. And so to just simply talk about the Pacific quota that exists doesn't mitigate and doesn't erase those additional barriers that Pacific communities face. And so I just think that maybe Michael Wood should be talking to more Pacific people when making those comments, because I just don't think they reflect the realities and the feedback that Tiano, Tuyono and I are hearing. And so, yeah, I think those are really fair questions to put up to him. And like I said, like you mentioned, it's not about xenophobia. It's about recognizing the relationship that we have with the Pacific and the historic racism that Pacific people have faced in the immigration system. As you mentioned, with the dawn raids, it's not good enough to just apologize. I think the apology should be a catalyst for us to change our immigration policy to actually reflect the relationship, not just in words, but in action.
So where to from here for you, and how you see this panning out, Ricardo?
Yeah, so, I mean, we were asking the minister questions today in the House, and we'll continue putting the pressure towards him. The truth is that New Zealand can decide to add Pacific Island countries as visa waiver countries to make it easier for people to come and see their family. Even those who may wish to come as tourists face more barriers, right? Even for mostly the relationship we have with the Pacific is a familial one. So we're going to continue putting the pressure to the minister, hopefully get him to see the light and that there is that discrimination. Hopefully Opito can also help him see the light, seeing as he was, you know, talking about the need to have those values of Manaakitanga reflected in our immigration policy. And I do think that change is possible, and that the only way that we'll bring change will be through working with the community and continue to advocate in Parliament.
You know, I just want to pick up on a point that I had made earlier on, and that is around New Zealand's treatment of our Pacifica whānau. And, you know, I just want to remind our whānau listening that, you know, we have a very black history with Samoa, and that's exactly what it was called, a Black Saturday on the 28th of December 1929, where New Zealand police opened fire and killed about 11 Samoans. They killed at least eight in Apia. And then we also had the tragedy of the killing of our diplomat in Niue as well. And that was a result of some hideous, hideous treatment meted out to the locals in Niue. So, you know, we have a lot of very dark history with our Pacifica whānau that, you know, doesn't, the apology for Dawn raids is one thing, but it shouldn't mask what we had done previously, you know.
And what we continue
a lot more.
Yeah, and what we continue to do, right? I mean, like, when I hear stories of Pacific workers helping our horticulture industry, helping ensure that, you know, the world actually has access to kiwi fruit. and we hear stories about these Pacific workers living in overcrowded homes, basically earning less than the minimum wage, not being able to see their families because of the visa arrangements. You know, I think it tells me that we haven't made amends from our previous colonial history of the New Zealand colonial sort of government, right? Like, and that we kind of operated as an empire in the Pacific. And so I do think we've got some way to go. And I think those history lessons, you know, that and those things that happened in the past, we should, like you mentioned, we should absolutely still remember, because they're reflected in how we continue to treat Pacific communities in our immigration system.
And then we haven't even started to talk about the whakapapa ties between Māori and Pacifica, after all. And I did ask Minister Willie Jackson, who he was quite reticent to want to say, yeah, I support visa waiver for Pacific Islanders, because he was much more circumspect than that, you know, even when I said, oh, look, you know, we're related to them. But so I guess, you know, there is some more discussion that the colleagues, Minister Wood's colleagues, need to have with the minister. And the minister then needs to have a very open and frank conversation with his officials in immigration. In the meanwhile, we all need to be very vigilant and ensure our Pacifica whānau are safe and well in Aotearoa, don't we?
That's right. And I think, you know, I do take heart to the fact that people like Willie Jackson and Opito are speaking a bit more truth to the issue, and this is why, you know, it is disappointing to see Michael Wood kind of not being aware of those conditions and the history of the treatment that Pacific people have faced in Aotearoa.
Can I just interrupt you there? And I don't mean to be overly disrespectful to Minister Wood. Do you really expect a middle-class white man to understand or know any of the trauma that, you know, our communities have lived through? Really?
Well,
Ricardo.
No, I guess the bar is set low, right? But he is in the Labour Party, and the Labour Party has a number of Pacific, Māori and migrant.
Oh, can I just interrupt you there as well? I just want to interrupt you there. Look, you're just opening the door to me. Listen, you know, really, with this particular government, they are just as, let me ask you your opinion on the announcement of ECE funding as an example. Who will best benefit from, it's a great announcement, don't get me wrong, but when you do the figures and get the calculator out, who best benefits from those payments?
Well, I mean, and as I think that's kind of the thing, right? That under this government, there are still many communities, low-income community, Māori communities, Pacific communities, that are being left behind. And this is kind of the role of the Greens, is to hold Labour accountable and to tell them, do not leave communities behind. This conversation about the visa waiver countries is an excellent example of how, in the immigration system, Michael Wood doesn't like to hear it, but I've told him in the House that we still basically benefit rich white people in the immigration system by how we design the policies. And so, I mean, I hear you and I agree. We need to still shine light to these issues because Labour doesn't seem to fully want to address these historic injustices. So much more work is needed, of course.
Yeah, much more work is needed. And can I just go back to that point? I know for some that I might have, you know, like gone right off on a tangent, but I tell you what, those that benefit most will not be the single mummy, Pacifica mummy or Māori mummy living in Waitangirua or in Ōtara. It will be the mummy that lives in, I don't know, Mount Roskill, Linfield actually, more than Mount Roskill, because there are some parts of Mount Roskill that still need a bit of attention. But it'll be the mummies that live in Karori or, you know, Linfield, Glenfield, and the North Shore.
And this is the thing. Of course, we want every whānau to be well and to be looked after, but it's good to always, as you mentioned, to shine a light on who's been left behind and to ensure that policies don't repeat the same historic mistakes. Issues around ECE, whether it's issues around benefits or immigration, I do think that right now too many of our communities are continued to be left behind. And often are the communities that we have demonized, whether, as you mentioned, you know, those horrible historic injustices with Pacific communities or people on the benefit who historically have been the scapegoats, used by politicians to talk about, the many ills of society. And so I think this is why part of acknowledging those horrible mistakes of the past is then putting forward solutions, not just saying sorry and then keeping the policy the same.
Thank you so very much for joining us this evening, Ricardo. Always wonderful to kōrero with you. Tēnā koe.
Thank you, Claudette. Appreciate it.